With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump addresses the U.N. General Assembly in New York later this morning. The White House says, and among other things, he'll showcase his achievements in just 7 short months, declaring that American strength has been revived around the globe. The president's warning pregnant women about a popular pain reliever and fever reducer.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is rejecting, in no uncertain terms, allegations of bribe-taking by Border Czar Tom Homan.
Mr. Homan never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one. Number two, this was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice against one of President Trump's strongest and most vocal supporters.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Jimmy Kimmel's time out from late-night TV didn't last long. He returns to the small screen tonight. ABC lifting the suspension it imposed last week. He was yanked off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. At least one owner of a group of ABC affiliates, Sinclair Broadcast Group, says it will not be airing Kimmel on its 39 ABC TV stations. Homeland Security says California overstepped its bounds with a law prohibiting federal agents from wearing masks during illegal immigration raids. Homeland Security says it will not comply with the law championed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Wall Street Dow futures up 38. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, "Parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to the voters. The decision marks the latest in a series of twists and turns in Missouri's abortion policies over the past 3 years. This is SRN News. Moldovans facing a wave of AI-driven disinformation.
It's all ahead of a crucial parliamentary election on Sunday. Online monitoring groups have tracked Russian propaganda campaigns aimed at reducing support for the pro-European Party of Action and Solidarity, or PAS. Researchers say these campaigns mark a new phase in Russian influence operations using AI to impersonate Western media and flood comment sections. Moldovan President Maia Sandu has warned that this vote is the most consequential in the country's history, determining its future with the EU or Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones that were headed toward Moscow, and Ukraine says Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. War grinds on after 3.5 years. More details at SRNNews.com.